It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. We have been recording now for over 6 years, and there's quite a few shows, I guess around 425, that are available for anybody who is interested in learning how to keep your life in balance. And I always talk about the physical, which obviously we are physical beings, and if you don't have your health, then that becomes an issue in terms of balancing out the rest of your life. So we have the physical, we have the intellectual, we have the emotional, and we have the spiritual. And my guest today is probably in all of those areas, but we're going to be talking more about the spiritual component today. And our topic is From Overwhelmed to Empowered. This is a journey for sensitive souls. And so we're going to be discussing that in just a couple of moments. All of those shows that I mentioned are at, if you go to synergyconnectionradio.com, they're all located there under show notes. So when you get to the landing page, there's a lot of different things that you can read. But if you go to show notes, then all of the shows are there. And I don't honestly know whether there's 33 or 35 pages of shows, but there are a lot of shows, and each one has a synopsis, and so you can read just a little bit about what the show is going to be talking about, and that way you'll kind of get the feel for, oh, I need to be looking at that one or listening to that one, because that's where I am in my life at this moment in time. So some of them have to do with health and wellness, some have to do with spirituality, some have to do with learning a new skill, learning ways to manage your life more effectively. That is where all of that is. Now, at that link, there's also Boomers Forever Young. They have been sponsoring the show all of this time, just about. And so their products are really about reverse aging. And I know that's a new term for some of you. How on earth do we reverse our age? But I'm here to tell you that you can do it. A lot of it is mindset. You know, if you are 80 years old and you think that's old, it'll be old. If you're 50 years old and you feel like you're over the hill, guess what? You're over the hill. But whatever age you are, it's kind of important for you to understand that you're in control of that by your thoughts, by what you do during your day, how you manage stress. Are you sleeping? Are you exercising? And Boomers Forever Young has a lot of those products that you need to stay healthy. One of the newest ones that was created by Dr. Eric Kurtz is called Myotrol. So Myotrol. I've been using it for over a year. It's an amazing product. So it gives you stamina. It gives you resilience. For a lot of people that have autoimmune disorders, it actually is helping to reverse those disorders. For some individuals that have cancer, it's certainly helping with their energy as they go through chemo, as they go through radiation. That takes so much out of you. And your body, as you age, doesn't have the same resilience that it once had when you were in your 20s and 30s and 40s. It begins to diminish. And so this product actually restores what you've lost. I would encourage you to at least try it. The products are 60 days guaranteed. You'll know at the end of 45 days, certainly, if this is a good product for you. So if you put my name, Lucy, in the discount code box, the company will give you 15% off. And I was telling Julia before we started recording, you know, anything in today's world is a good thing. I mean, the prices have skyrocketed on so much of what we consume, you know, every single day, whether it's food or something else. If we're consuming it, it's been going up over the last few years. So think about the Myotrol. If you click on the bottle of Myotrol, then you will have access to all of the testimonies, the research behind it. You can read all of that and make your decision. I always tell people, try to make an informed decision on anything that you do. Okay, so we're going to get started with Julia. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You're so welcome. I'm glad that you're with me again. And so this is part of a program that you do with your individuals that you work with, your clients and everything, so that you can help somebody who, as you said, was an empath, to manage that energy more effectively.
Yes, or
So
HSP, highly
how does
sensitive
that
person.
work?
So we have the skills, and you have the background in this and helping people too, as a skilled psychotherapist, to notice that we're picking up other people's energies in the room, take time for ourselves, pull ourselves aside to rest, recalibrate, and so forth. But did you know we can then also, on an energy management level, we can learn to turn down what we're picking up around us? So that happens on a different level than the physical body or the emotions. It's more on energy management, or you could say spiritual level. And how do we know this is from clairvoyant training, from looking clairvoyantly at what's happening, how it's resonating in the body, where in the body that resonates. Pro tip, it's in the hips.
Really?
Yeah, second
And
chakra.
why is it there in the hips? That's interesting.
Second chakra, which is, if you're counting from the bottom up, this is below the belly button, inside the body, in front of the spine, is an energy center. You can think of like we have outlets in our room that we plug in lights or the toaster or whatever. The toaster doesn't work on its own, but when you plug it into the outlet, it works. Each of these chakras, the energy centers, are like that. They're stepping down energy for our use. One of the functions of that energy center, we might think about it with family or relationships or romance, things like that. But on an energy level, it also has the function of being able to pick up emotions in our environment, like a radar. So it's like a submarine radar or a dolphin pinging out into the environment. Where's my fishes? I need some fishes. I need a girl dolphin, boy dolphin, whatever. It's pinging out to gather information. And that particular energy center, the information that it's programmed or tuned into is the emotions. And so if that's pinging out in the environment and going, how are you feeling today, Lucy? How is my neighbor feeling? How is my partner feeling? How are the kids feeling? And before you know it, you've got five emotional information inputs in our space, and that starts resonating, and that's what becomes the overload. It's
Okay, so
when
if somebody, like, I'm going to just use some visual examples. So you've got kids in school that are ending up with all kinds of issues, and they are bringing that energy home. And you've got maybe a spouse that is ending up with problems, and he's bringing or she's bringing that energy home. And then maybe you've got some conflict going on, and that energy. So it's a whole bunch of possibly very negative energy that is happening around you. That's when you get overwhelmed because it's like all of a sudden you've got fruit salad, but none of the fruit is going together. You've got your strawberries and your bananas and your grapes and whatever else, but each has their own set of energy vibrational frequencies, for lack of a better word.
Yes, the overload is when we pick up too much of other people's energy. As my teacher Michael Tamura is always saying, is that our own energy we can handle, but other people's energy we can't manage, we can't handle. We're not designed for it. My body's not designed to handle my mom's problem, or my partner's problem, or my best friend's problem. That needs to be handled in their energy space.
But quite often they love to bring it to somebody else.
Quite often, pardon?
They like to bring it to somebody else because they don't want to deal with it.
Yes. And who do they go to? Someone who is maybe a natural healer, that
Or
really
somebody who
loves.
is sympathetic and has been there for them in the past. But then they're the ones that get overwhelmed.
Yes. Yes. It's very often the people that love helping people, love reaching out, want to see people thrive, want to see people do well, probably online all the time looking for the best, latest way to, meditate or manage your energy or exercise. And I love that you bring it all together here on your podcast of the health, the emotions, and the spiritual aspect, because we are a full being with all these aspects. If we leave one out, then that's could be the most important part we're staring at all day,
Right.
like for an empath.
Right. One of the things that when I've been working with people over all these years, that I explain to them is that if, and this is not just somebody who's an empath, because they may or may not be that, but I always have seen two basic types of people in the world. One is out there looking for those that are going to help them in some way. It could be business, it could be relationship. But their antenna on the top of their head is rotating around looking for who's going to help me. The other group of people have antenna as well, and they're looking around who needs help.
Yes.
And so you put them together, but sometimes, even though it looks like that would be sort of a cool match, it may not be a partnership that works very well. Because I always tell people you want to be holding somebody's hand, looking in the same direction as your goal, not necessarily how can I help you today and how can you help me today? Because there are going to be days when you can't help each other. And then what? You're not going to have anybody that is walking in the same direction being a partner.
Yeah. Or if you're out to sea, somebody starts drowning and you go, oh, I want to help you. And you jump in, you go, wait a minute, I never learned to swim.
The swim. Well, on all of the airplanes, they always tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first,
Yes.
not on anybody that's around you, because if you don't get oxygen, you can't help them.
So for the empath, for the HSP, highly sensitive person, you want to help, you naturally want to help, but it's going to take a skill set first. So practice. So like learning swimming, if you want to help somebody that's drowning, let's really get solid on swimming. But one of the things you learn in swimming, I'm a lifeguard and a dive master too. So one of the things you learn first too is jumping in is not the first line of action. You might throw them something, you might be able to get the hook, keep yourself really stable. The best action might be getting some other people or a boat or something. Jumping in is not the first resort. So that
Right.
comes with skill and practice.
And I know, like here in Florida, rip tides,
That's
are
a
a
real
big thing.
thing. Yeah.
And they always tell people, don't swim out to them because then you'll get caught in the same tide and you'll
Right.
both be drifting. So you're
Right.
right. The skills that you need to have before you go about helping somebody, you might want to learn those in advance before you run out and offer.
I really hope for the future this would be part of like kindergarten training. Learn to be in your own space,
Yeah.
learn to ground yourself, and just basic skills for life. Because people are coming in, the young people are coming in more and more sensitive. And these sensitivities are, this is where the energy management of this style of training can really help. But you may also need supplements. You may also need really get the junk out of your diet, because the sensitivities, the people that are empaths, HSPs especially, you're going to be really sensitive to chemicals and toxins and all that too. I was just traveling, and I always take, or I'll buy when I get there. If I need to do laundry, I'll buy like non-toxic stuff, and I take all my non-toxic stuff with me so I can be in that environment. I was just in the South, and it's very popular to use the really branded, high toxic everything in the house, from plug-ins that are like,
Oh,
woo,
geez. Okay.
to laundry and dishwashing detergents and all that. The HSP, because you're really sensitive and picking up all this stuff, we need as natural as possible, and to be grounded and in our own space as much as possible. Some people don't realize that their energy flares out to see how are you doing, how are you doing, how are you doing, and before we know it, we're really stretched out. We're feeling everything, but we're picking up lots of energy on lots of levels. So let's just get some skills to work with it.
Well, and in today's world, the one that we are currently living in, everyone is either very, very high on what's going on, or they're very, very upset as to what's going on. And I don't think there's much in the way of middle ground. It's just one or the other, but it's about 50-50. So when you walk into a grocery store, when you walk into your church, your place of business, you've got that 50-50 mix in there that is either very happy or maybe totally enraged. And, what do you do with that? If you don't have these skills. And then I was thinking when you said you wished they would start, maybe like at kindergarten, preschool, they're going to have to teach the teachers how to teach the kids. And that's going to take, I'm probably guessing, some doing, because a lot of the teachers are right now totally overwhelmed, depending on what state they're living in or where, what community they're living in. And then they're going into the schools with that sense of angst. And the kids are picking up on it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was just traveling and I ran into an old friend. My mom is a teacher and she knows many teachers. And the friend I ran into is now a principal at a
Okay.
middle school. And she was telling me about the autism when I was a kid had one small little room in the corner, back corner of the gym. And
Right.
now there's a whole wing in the school and special rooms for special needs and stuff and teachers coming in. It's a whole new thing. And these are youngsters with high sensitivity. And
Yes.
you and I talked last time about the telepathy tapes, that
Yes.
podcast
Yes.
of where nonverbal autistic people were found to be highly clairvoyant, highly telepathic. They're picking up a lot of information, and people were, excuse me, writing back. Hang on. People were writing in comments in some other podcasts that I did and on my YouTube live that one person was saying, oh, it was somebody who commented on one of my YouTubes or something. She said, a friend of hers is a teacher for autistic children, and there was one young boy that was really hard to help because he was so agitated, so uncontrollable, unconsolable, and the teacher was just like, I don't know what to do. And a friend of theirs who was more sensitive, intuitive, said, well, why don't you try visualizing hearts going out to him? Just set the energy. We don't know what's, they don't, didn't know what was going on or how to handle it, but let's just send him energetically, kind of sending love. So she visualized hearts going out. The teacher went in, said she tried it. She just visualized hearts going out, and he dropped to his knees and hugged her.
Really?
Immediately changed the energy.
Oh
So
my goodness.
what can we do in a day-to-day basis? Our thoughts are real. What we put out is picked up, and these higher sensitive people are picking it up.
Right.
So how can we be kind in our word, in our thought, if we're teachers, if we're just the helper or the person needing help, where are our thoughts all day? Because we're magnetizing to us. So
Right.
even if I feel lousy, can I visualize hearts going out to somebody else?
Right, right. That's so true. Which then allowed her to feel, better because she had been able to reach him. So her tension level dropped as well.
Yes, and they're really finding in the telepathy tapes, like early on in the series, they talked about a person that came in that was on the team that was doing, I don't know if it was a producer, promoter, or camera person or whatever, but they were kind of agitated when they came in. It just from life or whatever, or maybe not believing this stuff was real. They walked in and the kids stopped being able to perform.
Oh, because they could feel it.
They could feel it. Like somebody walks in and says, this is nonsense. And they're like, okay, then I'm going to become nonsense. Because it's, and so they asked that person to leave. And then, boom, all of a sudden, they could do all the skills that they were being asked to do to prove, quote unquote, telepathy by, reading a card that they couldn't see or reading random numbers on a generator that there's no way they could see it, but they were nailing it every time, like basically 100%, they were nailing it.
Yeah. You know what popped into my mind was remember when Anthony Robbins would have people walk on a bed of hot coals?
Yes.
And I think it's a little bit like that too. If you believe, then you can.
Yeah.
And if you have doubts, then you can't.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean the neuroscience that's now out there that helps us understand that, I mean, obviously we use so little bit of our brain capacity. We just don't.
Right.
And I think now maybe these children are showing us that we have the ability to be so much more. And then if they can learn over time to bring their body and their abilities kind of in sync, I mean, who knows? But I mean, the
Yes.
future is yet to be, it's evolving. It's evolving as far as our abilities.
Yes, you said bringing the body and spirit into sync. So they talked a lot about on that telepathy tape series about apraxia, a word that means basically a disconnect between body and spirit. So what would a therapist call that? Disassociate.
Yeah, being disassociated.
For me, looking energetically, it's like there's just a little bit of the owner of that body in there. Like there's just a little finger sticking in there, a big toe is in there, and trying to operate these gross motor skills with most of the owner of the body being up in an energy field. And so the energy field awareness is complete. They can see where mom went for lunch. They can see what she had, what she was thinking when she had lunch, can see their neighbors down the street. You're in that energy field. You can really have that awareness. But if you don't have enough in of ourselves in the body, then we're not going to be able to operate it correctly. But that's kind of a starting point for this training too, for a clairvoyant training, is that we learn to be not the body ego personality, but we learn to tune in and be the higher self in the body, as if this were a glove. The body is like a glove, and the hand comes in to operate it, and the hand would be the higher self. And it's putting more of that higher self in the driver's seat. We tend to go through life with the ego, or else the body personality, in charge. I want some ice cream. I want this, I want that. I want the perfect person that has this kind of hair, that looks like this, that smells like that, or whatever. We put all that out there. But from the higher self perspective, that's all, we're already complete. And then becoming that in the day to day is where the real magic happens.
Right. That's so true. And getting the ego out of the driver's seat is very, very difficult.
No kidding.
Right. I mean, we all want to control to some degree, I think, and others maybe to a major degree, what's going on in life and having that, trust and faith. I'm a planner, and people know that about me. I'm very organized and, have always felt that I needed to be in order to do what I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do the things I do. But at the same time, learning to relax and go with the flow and to have that inner voice that you're listening to, that in my case is telling me faith and trust, step forward, don't worry about things. That's a little more difficult for most of us to do.
It is for sure. Yeah. And then, like anything, it takes practice.
It does. It does. I
We're
went back
brought
a
up
long
to
time.
have, we're brought up that we need proof in order to believe something. And
That's another thing that I've often told people is that 95% of our waking moments are done in our brain. We're looking for who said it, what did they say, how did they say it, give me the proof, the statistics. And if we would just go to our heart center, which is where intuition lies, then there's 40 million brain cells that are actually there. And they look just like our regular brain cells, but they're in the heart. And so it gives the heart the ability to guide us intuitively to make the proper decisions. But getting into the heart and out of our head is again not easy because we're taught to, where's the proof? Where's, like remember the old commercial, I think it was for McDonald's many years ago, there was a woman that said, "Where's the beef?" Yeah. So I mean it's like that. We're looking for tangible evidence. And when people don't have that tangible evidence, it's scary for them to say, "Oh, maybe that is true. Maybe that is accurate." And
Such a
engineers
practice.
are probably the worst.
Yeah. I'll coach people in classes to have little exercises like ground yourself first, imagine be real grounded in the body right here and right now. And that's a part of apraxia that would be helpful too, of a particular style of grounding, not just feet on the ground, but there's a particular style. But even practicing engaging more of our intuition by before I open a door to a new space, even if it's I'm going from one room in the house to another, but particularly you'd feel like going into a grocery store or something, really tune in and see what kind of information can I be aware of before I tune in when I walk into the room, to how does that feel different in a new space, and it's building that intuition. Like before you walk in a room, maybe you go, oh, something's off here. And you walk in, and maybe a child has just hurt their finger or something, and a lot of people are gathered around and want to help them. And you pick that up before you walked in on an energy level, much like the dolphin pinging out and getting information. And so we can start paying attention to those subtle things, or walking out in nature. That's a really good place to release other people's energy too. A nice walk in the forest or by the beach, and just letting go of anybody else's stuff I accidentally picked up.
I guess and not that I read very much about Adolf Hitler, but I guess he did take his soldiers. He knew the importance of walking in nature. And so he would take his upper echelon soldiers to, there was a place called Bad Reichenhall, which is right on the border of Austria and Germany. And I've been there. And there was a eucalyptus bunch of trees with fountains underneath that are still there. And he would make them march around that area, breathing in deeply to cleanse themselves and to become centered again. Of course, his centering, I'm sure, is very different than what we're talking about today, but so that they would maybe get refocused on his purpose. But I thought that was so fascinating that he understood tree bathing, which is that essence, is what's that is called. They do it in Japan all the time, through the trees, because the trees can alleviate a lot of tension and restore us. So for me, if I can go to the beach, or walk in the flowers or something, even just handling soil, potting things, growing things, digging in the dirt, makes a difference for myself.
Was an interesting thing about Hitler too, that he was deeply interested in esoteric knowledge, but it was for personal gain rather than for humanity's benefit. So I would hope that some of it would remain hidden, that the energy moving through him that caused the atrocities would hopefully block from having access, because there was some ancient knowledge that's really there to help everybody, but I
It
think
is.
he was
It
interested for
is.
himself. But yeah, I mean, being out in nature, I used to go to the beach when I lived in Half Moon Bay outside San Francisco. Beautiful area, and I just go out to the beach and just let loose whatever was held up in me. There's a time I think spiritual seekers will go through, and I know I went through, maybe others, of going, something's off in my life. I need to, I don't know, do yoga or meditate or go to that retreat or whatever and fix it, quote unquote. Go to therapy, all this stuff. And yes, that's all great stuff. But perhaps it's also unveiling who am I really? I've been taught to be this. I took the books and studied, and I became accountant, or I became the teacher or the nurse or whatever. I did those things, but who am I really? You know, it's
Right.
kind of an unfolding of who we are at that point. And those are good avenues for starting to open that. But ultimately, it's a daily practice.
It is. It is.
Ultimately, it's just taking a minute in the morning to set my energy that I'm not being pulled into somebody else's paradigm, somebody else's problem, somebody else's conflict, or whatever, that I could set my energy. And then at the end of the day, flush it out, you know.
Exactly. There was a man that I did a workshop with many years ago now. His name was Sun Bear, and he's written several books, and he's deceased today, but he was Native American. And there were about, I don't know, maybe 70 of us or something that had gone to this particular program. And it was done at Shaw's Botanical Garden in St. Louis, Missouri. And so one of the exercises that he had us do was we had to go out and dig a hole in the ground. He gave us all like little spoons so we didn't have a mess, but we had to go dig a hole. And then we would speak into the hole any resentment or anger that we might have been holding on to. And then he gave us a little seed to plant in the hole. And so he said, out of negativity, when you release it, can come something positive. And this was a Native American, I guess, something that they did every year in order to release any tension that was in families that lived in longhouses, because they would live together during the winter. And a lot of times, you know, that stored up just tension that you feel on living with a bunch of other people, you know, would be there. But then as the ground would begin to get softer and you could work with it after the winter was over, that was an exercise that all of them learned to do. And then they could start over again. It was like a clean slate.
I love that. That's a great exercise. Making it physical is really powerful.
Yeah, I think
And
so.
you said something there too about stored up energy. And I see this often when I'm doing clairvoyant readings with people, and that like somebody wants to bring in a new relationship, and I'll look in their space and go, oh, well, there's still some stuck energy here. And just what it looks like clairvoyantly might be, oh, there's a cloud of white energy above the shoulder, and it's got a relationship that was 12 years ago. And there's some unfinished business, and they go, oh no, I'm long past that. I have moved on. I'm not calling the person. I live 1,000 miles away. That person's out of my life. And I go, well, the energy's not.
Yeah, the energy's still there. It's stuck.
So that could be a resentment or unfulfilled something or another. But with that still sitting there, it magnetizes the same problem to us.
Yeah. And you often hear, you know, how many times do you have to do the same thing until you learn the lesson? So
Yes.
we just keep maybe repeating until you finally get that, oh my gosh, now I get it.
Yeah.
The aha moment.
You know what I like about that too is looking clairvoyantly. It's often their primary guide, who is like their BFF, who knows everything about them, is tapping them on the shoulder and going, well, you got a little better on that pattern last time, but let's try it again and see if you can really let go of the whole thing. I'll give you a better version of that same person in your life, that same partner, the loved one, boss, employee, whatever. Let's try to chew away a little bit more of that pattern so you can be free.
Right. And that's really kind of what it's all about, is learning to be free to be the best version of who you can be,
Yes.
at least in this lifetime. Who knows about another one, but at least in this lifetime. Our time is all gone already.
Poof.
Poof,
Wow.
it's here for a moment and then it's gone. But you're going to be back with me the end of July. And so we'll continue talking about how people can maybe let go of patterns of thinking and behaviors so that they can evolve into the best person they're supposed to be. And if they want to reach you, which I hope they do, what's the best way for them to reach out and connect?
Thank you. Yes, go to my website, juliaherrell.com. I've got a quiz and a little mini course for $5 on there. Find out where your superpowers are and
Oh,
get a
awesome.
little help with the empath turn down. There's readings on there, and I have a retreat in Mount Shasta coming up soon too. So you'll
Oh,
see all that
cool.
on the website. Be on the
What a fun
newsletter and
place
you'll
to go
be in the
for a
know.
retreat. Great. Woo.
Yes, I
Okay.
can't wait. I'm so excited.
I bet you are. All right. Well, then I will see you the end of July. And who knows, by then I might be already back in Wisconsin again. But at any rate, I hope everybody who's listening to the show will go out there and share it, sign up for your little mini course, take the questions, maybe join you in Mount Shasta. And in the meantime, please go out there and make this your very, very best life.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.